Blog Talk Radio.
Warning. Missing people. Unexplained mysteries. True crime. Serial killers. Where Are They? Is a program not for the faint of heart. Prepare to be scared. Using a holistic approach of ancient sciences like astrology, numerology, dreams, along with investigative skills and psychology to help locate missing people and solve crimes. Now, here is your host, Linda Crystal.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Where Are They? I'm Linda Crystal, broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. It's 69 degrees here in Buffalo. Welcome, Terry Lynn Newcomb, my co-host in the chat room, bringing you the weather down there, information on Haley Dunn, the Zoe Campus disappearance that we're watching because we haven't heard anything. It's quiet. I know they found some human remains. We're waiting to hear on those. But in the meantime, any information that Terry, you have from down there in the Texas Arcana, please let us know. Bring it to me there in the chat room, so that we can at least bring it to the listeners and let them know what's going on. Very, very glad to be back here because I have been going through procedures and surgeries, and I'm back on my regular chemo, which is probably making me feel pretty good. It does help me. So there was a couple of weeks there I had coughing jags, and I really couldn't, you know, I had three lung tubes, so it takes a while for the lungs to recuperate and get back in shape. But, you know, you can't really talk when you're coughing. So rather than try to do the show through that, I just waited it out. But anyway, Terry. Okay, according to this, I'm supposed to be on. Can anybody hear me out there in chat world? Let's see if you can hear me this time. This is Linda Crystal broadcasting from Blog Talk Radio, and you are listening to Where Are They? Says the pin does not match. Okay, can anybody hear me now? I redid the whole system. Logged out, called back in. I can't seem to get them on email. Can't seem to get them on a live phone. Can anybody hear me now? We'll try going back into the studio again, seeing if the agents are not available. I'm just wondering if they're having some kind of a problem, because at this point, let me go back in. Okay, so I guess you guys can hear me now. All right, so we're back on. Maybe they got some of my messages. I'm not too sure, but thank you for coming back on to Where Are They? I'm Linda Crystal, broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. 69 degrees here in Buffalo. Welcome, Terry Lynn Newcomb, my co-host, in the chat room. If you pan down, you can get into the chat room for the people that have not been here before. So thank you for the chat people for hanging in there. And I don't know what was going on. All I know is I redid everything I could. Maybe they got my messages. So this is a good thing. We started everything from scratch, and I'm back on. So we have a jam-packed night tonight. Glad to be back here because, you know, you guys, I've been sick. I've been going through chemo, and the last couple of weeks I had coughing jags, so it's a little hard to talk for 2 hours when you're coughing. But I want to thank my friends on Facebook, my followers on YouTube, a Pinterest now. I'm getting a lot of people from Pinterest. And Terry Lynn Newcomb, your co-host there in the chat room, shows you how to become my followers here so that you can get the show link every single week. That usually seems to be the one that it's hard for people to follow, even though I post it everywhere. But I want to talk a little bit about the storm, because you guys couldn't hear me before when I was talking about the storm. We have a couple things going on. Okay, we have the sun in Libra, which is wind. We have Jupiter in Libra, which is wind. They're sitting in the east, which is the east coast. Okay, so what I want to say is this is going to be a major, major windstorm going up the east coast where it's sitting. And these are the two planets that are doing. This is going to be massive winds. I want to say 70 miles an hour and over. I also want to say the moon has gone into Sagittarius, which means that it's going to travel north now, northeast, up the east coast. For some of the star signs, and I know my cousin is on the board right now listening, and she's sitting right down there in Fort Lauderdale. Okay, the advice for Sagittarius is call friends and go west. Okay, get off that east coast. All right, so I guess that east coast is going to be pretty bad, and it's going to go on. Once it goes out of moon in Sagittarius and goes into moon in Aquarius, this is more winds. So this is going to go on, I believe, through where were my notes now, because I got all discombobulated and threw them on the side when I had to redo the board, through the 12th. So I want to say this is going to go on for a while. Yes, it's going to head north, so northeast. So take cover. Get prepared, do what you have to do to be safe. And yes, I'm expecting high, high, high winds, but due to these two planets. So just to recap on the show tonight, just so that you're, holy cow, up on the show now that I'm back on, let me go to the episode information here, because I am going to have some case updates. I am going to have the star signs as to where Libra and Jupiter is connecting in your chart. So we're going to go through 12 of those. I'm going to go into the spirit teachings about death, because of I did a refresher. I was reading and reading and reading on Allan Kardec. You know that I'm a spiritualist minister. Okay. So, you know, a lot of our doctrines are, yes, we believe in, you know, the universe and Jesus and all that stuff, but we believe that the soul goes on. Okay, and what I'm going to tell you tonight is going to be proof of that. And so then I'm going to go over the Mandy Steingasser murder investigation, which is now 23 years old, okay? Trying to get a cold case investigator to open the case, go back into it, because this girl's been sitting in a drawer in Acacia Park Cemetery for 23 years. They can't exhume her body to get DNA. But I have some other creative ideas that I've been doing, because you know what? I mean, I'm sorry. Everybody in North Tonawanda feels they know who did this. One guy. And they've only had him as a suspect. Nobody can mention his sacred name. I don't know why. When he's been the only person of interest in day two. Okay, so I'm going to go over that case. And my trailer is on the show banner there for the book, Who Killed Mandy? Because I originally wrote the book. And it's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Nobles and all these different places, but that's kind of the lineup that we're going to do tonight. So also the numbers of the day. Now, you guys know that I use forensic astrology. You know that I use astrology. You know that I use numerology, okay? And as I go into these different areas, I got a little discombobulated here, because when I got thrown off, I got so ticked off that this keeps happening every week. It's like I'm not getting sound. When I was on Skype, I was getting sound every week. I'm looking for the star signs. Can't find the star signs. I write all this stuff out, and it took me most of the day. It takes you most of the day to write out everything so that you have everything documented. Okay. And can talk, because you're talking. You don't have time to write it out. You don't have time to look it up, okay? Now, you know, I've been in radio and TV when I was younger. I worked at WECK. I worked at WGR-TV. I mean, I did all kinds of things. I worked at WAVTV. I had my own show there. I was on the air. Then I had, let me see, WECK. So, you know, I've been in the radio world. I know how they do it. And did a lot of the logs for Channel 2, so I know how they do it. Okay. Let's do the star signs first. Because what I want to show you is where Jupiter, now Jupiter is the planet of, you know, if you were going to have the rainbow and the pot of gold at the end, Jupiter is the planet. So I'm going to go through the 12 signs. Welcome to the people that have never been here before, listening in for the first time, because we're going to give you some amazing advice. And yes, this does work. So we're part of the reason for the show is we're documenting it here. Okay, Jupiter in Libra is where you're going to get all your major luck, okay? And it's sitting in everybody's house in a different area of the chart. So although it's primarily in Libra, Libra is going to be the coup de grace sign. Now, how is that's affecting, and I had mentioned this earlier in the year, at the end of last year, Brittany Drexel is a Libra. It's going to affect her case. Look what it brought out. It brought out everything about her case. And for the next year, you're going to see more going on about her case. I hope arrests, okay? So for the other star signs in the zodiac, I want to show you where this luck is for you. Okay, so Aries, it's in your seventh house. Now, the seventh house is east. That's legalities. That's marriage. That's air trips. That's contracts. So settlements. Some of you may have a legality and a settlement may come in for you. This is going to be major changes in legalities and settlements. Possible marriage for some Aries. Now, you know, there are 12 signs in the zodiac for the whole world. So everybody's going to get a different thing. And according to your chart, it may happen a little bit differently. So I'm giving you the general readings. Taurus. Jupiter in Libra occurs in your sixth house. So this could mean a new job, work, building, property settlement. This could be work on the road, a new vehicle, a new computer, a new job in the healthcare field. Gemini, it occurs in your fifth house. Now, this is some kind of an award, a spotlight, an award for a child. Some kind of notoriety or spotlights or focus and energy on children. If I were thinking this is Donald Trump, then maybe he's going to come out with a program for children. Maybe this is education, healthcare. Maybe he's going to come out with some big program for children. Cancer, this is in your fourth house of home and family. So maybe you're going to get a new home. Maybe you're going to have an addition to the family. I know that I'm a Cancer. That's already happening to me. My granddaughter's expecting a baby boy. So it's already happening to me. Now, this could be a major contract, major makeover on your home, some kind of a breakthrough on a house. Maybe you're going to win a house, buy a new house, buy a bigger house, make your house bigger, expand it, remodel it. Okay, for Leos, this happens in your third house of Gemini. So this is a trip. This is travel, a trip, long distance, computers. You're going to be doing a lot of traveling. This has to do with phones, computers, but there's traveling involved around the neighborhood. Okay, for Virgos, this is in your second house. So this could be marriage. This could be new buildings, new property, real estate investments. This could be a new job, new money. Again, an engagement or marriage. Libras, this happens directly in your first house. So this is breakthroughs. The luck factor is with you. This is going to go on for a year. Libra cases are all going to get broken. This brings to mind Natalie Holloway. There's going to be some big break in her case. And originally when I started working on her case, I said it was going to take a long time. It is. Okay, so what I want to say is all Libra and Libra cases that happen in the sign of Libra have a luck factor. Scorpios, okay. Now, there's something from the past, secrets, problems that you have to overcome. Okay, so some major information or contracts from the past or something from the past is coming out. So this could be if you nip it in the bud, it could help you. If you don't, it could be major. Okay, with Sagittarius, your Jupiter is going into Aquarius. Okay, so this is friends, communication. And again, what I said was you need to go west by friends, so call friends. Friends are going to help you at this particular time. Also has to do with you moving west. Okay, so I'll tell you that. West, northwest seems to be a friendlier place. Jupiter occurs in your 10th house, so this is career, job, school, the north. All right, so do you have all that? Jupiter's in your 10th house. This is school, this is teachers, this is north. Okay, Aquarius, it goes into your 9th house. So this is travel, other cultures, other lands, spirituality, churches, contracts, wisdom, school, education. For Pisces, it goes into your 7th house of marriage, legalities, relationships, contracts, estates, settlements. So your luck factor is there. And again, this is Libra and the Sun in Libra, which are both sitting in Libra in the east position that is causing this major storm. This is no flunky. This is a major windstorm. So I do want to say it's going to corrupt communications, going to take down lines 70 miles an hour and over. It is going to go up the East Coast. So case updates. I don't know if you people have been paying attention to the Kristen Smart case. She disappeared, oh my God, I want to say in the 70s from California Polytechnic Institute there in California. They're digging up the campus. Okay, so the last show that I did on her a few months ago said that she's either on the campus or toward the airport. So it could be in the direction that they're looking for, but they didn't want to leave any stone unturned. Apparently, they're digging up three different areas on California Polytechnic Institute University. I'm going to go over Mandy Steingasser later, who disappeared from North Tonawanda in 1993. Who Killed Mandy is my book. It's on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, all of them. I'm going to be going over that case later. Crystal Rogers' case has got a breakthrough in Bardstown, Kentucky. Okay. The officials down there in Kentucky are saying it will go to trial, WLKY.com, saying that they issued a search warrant in August, the Nelson County Farm, where Crystal was last seen July 3rd, 2015. Now, supposedly she was at a party. Brooke Houks, the boyfriend of Crystal's, has been the only suspect in her case since she disappeared. His stories didn't jive right away. He was like, I'm not involved in that. I didn't do anything. So his defenses were up, and they're saying that Crystal Rogers is likely dead. I feel the same thing. She's been gone way too long. She has 4 or 5 children. The officials are saying a crime was believed to have happened at the farm. Now, the farm is Rosemary Houk's farm, which I believe is 300 or 400 acres. It's a massive amount of farm. She's the mother of Brooks Houk. And I know that they seized her car as well because the car was seen. Also, 14 cadaver dogs were used in the search. They seized up. Okay, now I know they took some farm equipment. So they did take some. I do have also a banner in the show, in the picture banner there. This is Domestic Violence Month. Most of the cases that I do are domestic violence. The spouse, the boyfriend, it's family. They're not serial killers. Once in a while, we come across serial killers, but they're very rare indeed. Usually, these cases where these women are disappearing are domestic violence. So wear purple this month because this is a, I just think it's running roughshod here in the United States. It's an epidemic. And we never really got it under control, and it's worse than it's ever been before, as bad as the drug epidemic. So wear purple for domestic violence all this month. I know it's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but what I want to say is that these cases that I work on, you know, it usually involves a boyfriend, a significant other, a man that wants to get with the woman. Okay, the Mandy Steingasser case is a very good example. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. But what I did, you know, everybody's always asking, what is the spirit? How do we see spirit? How do we know there's a spirit? How do we communicate with spirits? Can they communicate with us? I see these ghost hunter shows on the air, and they have a lot of them have misinformation because they don't have the background information on the spirit world. Okay, so, you know, oh my God, I've been in this all my life. I'm naturally psychic. So, you know, I worked in it from a very early time. I actually did go on ghost hunts. I actually did do house investigations. I actually was able to see spirit, and we see supernatural radio popping on. Thank you, Corrine. This is the Purple Plate Lady, and I want to say go and get your purple plates from www.purpleplates and stop by Supernatural Radio and listen to Corrine's show. She has a great show. So what I want to say here is that the spirit world is, to say the least, complicated. Okay, now for some of you, you don't know that I'm a spiritualist minister, and I've been studying spirit for a long, long time, all of my life. So when I see these ghost hunter shows and they say certain things, okay, a lot of them want to say they're demons and a lot of them want to, you know what, when you go into these houses and these buildings, okay, many of them have the people that used to work there, live there. Listen, I've said this before on many other shows. It's already documented that I said this. Hi, Corrine. It's that, you know, when you live in a house for 20, 30, 40 years, you get sick, you're at your job, you get sick. Where do you want to go? Home. You're in the hospital for 2 weeks at a time. Where do you want to go? Home. Do you think it's any different when you die? No, you want to go home. So a lot of these houses have the spirits of the people that used to live there. Okay, now, the study of spirit gets a little complicated because we as spiritualists believe that the soul goes on. It doesn't die. I should have put a picture of the way that some of you may know what auras are. Some of you may be able to see auras. And this is the emanation, and there's three layers of this emanation around the physical body, okay? In psychic development classes, I used to train people to be able to see the aura. And there's one close to the body, and there's one about 4 or 5 feet from the body. And then there's one that goes out like 6 to 10 feet from the body. Okay, and this aura has information about you. And many times when I step into someone's aura, I can pick up information about them. Sometimes when I see the aura, I can tell if they've had surgeries or scars on their body. Now, I believe that this aura, because what happens when the physical body dies, okay, and there's not supposed to be, and I'm quoting Allan Kardec, who wrote in the 1800s, the Spirits Book, Allan Kardec, A-L-L-A-N-K-A-R-D-E-C, the Spirits Book. This is like the Bible of the spirit world. He is the first man that came up with the theory of spiritism. So if you want to talk about the father of spiritism, this is the father. He wrote 5 books. There's another book, a medium book. I also have that. But they're very thick. And what he does is, actually, he must have been a spiritualist because he got this information from the spirit world. Okay, but the thing is that it's uncannily accurate because these things have been happening to me on a natural level. And until I found his book, this was probably 15 or 20 years ago when I found his book, these things had already happened to me. So when I read them, they were like confirmation. And how did this man know it? Okay, so if you want to get an education on the spirit world, buy this book. I'm sure you can get it at Amazon or Barnes and Nobles or any of them. But what it does is there's questions and answers about the spirit world. Okay, so we have the physical body. We have the spirit or the soul, which is supposed to be centered in like the heart area, the heart chakra, the heart area. All right, now, to ease everybody's pain, there's not supposed to be any pain at death. It's supposed to be a loosening of the ropes of the physical body. So the physical body does not exist, okay? However, there are, I want to say, time periods, okay, that let's say the person may not even know they've gone into spirit. There's a time of confusion. Supposedly we can still see, we can still hear, we know what's going on around us. Okay, so we're still temporarily in the physical world. And this is what I'm saying about flying home, going home. It's like we have some control, but not all control. All right, so that after a few days, what is actually, and now it depends on the person and how strong a person is. Okay, because if the person doesn't want to let go, this could be days, weeks, months, and years where there's confusion over where the soul should be. So what I want to do is clarify that and let you know that this does go on. And a lot of people, as we go through some of these questions and answers about, well, what is the spirit? Perispirit. Did anybody hear that word? Well, perispirit is kind of like the glue, if you want to call it that, that keeps the physical body and the soul, or the spirit and the physical body together. And it takes time for that to loosen up. Now, sometimes there's an accident, sometimes there's an illness, sometimes these ropes and this glue can be loosened, sometimes it cannot. Okay, let's say an accident occurs. Okay, where this happens suddenly. It may take some time for the soul to get used to the fact that he's not alive anymore, nor will he know it. Okay, now there's this whole thing about, let me see. The perispirit is, it's kind of, I call it a glue, but it's like a vapor. Okay, so now physical body has left go, the spirit goes on living. Okay, so how does the spirit begin? Okay, people get pregnant, they have a child, the child is born. At the moment of conception, the spirit enters the body. When the child is born, the spirit has a number. You're numbered. And once you get a spirit, it's not going to be taken away from you. Okay, it goes on living and progressing and getting better. Now, there's three levels of spirits. Everybody always has questions about these murderers and these bad people, and they do everything bad all their life and whatever else. The spirit is supposed to progress, get better, improve, such as the universe, such as the world. We're supposed to get better. Okay, but that happens on different levels. Okay, not every spirit is a what we call a pure spirit. Pure spirit is the number one spirit. Then there's a medium spirit who has not kind of gone along as fast. If you want to call it a kind of school, that's what I'm getting. It's a kind of school. But there's three levels. Okay, and now what is the worst level? This is the murderer, this is the rapist, this is the person that doesn't get it. This is the person that goes into spirit, and they're still not very nice. Over there. Get it over there. Okay? So when people ask me, you know, all the time, you know, well, what happens to these murderers? Do they just get perfect perfection? No, they do not. They're supposed to progress, but they have to progress at their own level. So how long is it going to take? Eons? All right, now here's the deal. Okay, you're not going to stay in spirit forever. In fact, I've said this many times. Okay, and I know this from who I am. This was before I even read this book, and yet here it is in this book. Okay, what I say is that if a baby dies, he's going to come back in another form. You will never lose your identity, but you will lose your body. So you will have a different body. You will have a different covering. You will have different clothes. It's not going to be easy for people to recognize you. So you will have a different body. All right, what is this reincarnation? Okay, now we're going to be, I don't care whether people want to listen to it or not, you're going to be going through many lifetimes in order to progress. Some of them you're going to know about, some of them you're not. Okay, I had a girlfriend that took 8 years to come to me in spirit. When she did, she told me it was like being a child, that it was like she had to learn lessons of being a baby. Now, here it is in this book, that you may go into different lifetimes. Some you may know about, some you may agree to, and some you may not. Some may be forced upon you as like a punishment of you going into another corporeal life to learn something. So these people that do these murders and rapes and all this bad stuff, that's what's going to happen to them. If they don't willingly go into another life, another reincarnation, a mission to improve, well, then all of a sudden, boom, they're going to be forced into one. Will they know they're there? No, they could be childlike. So they're not going to know they're there. So what I'm saying is that at least at this point, we know that there's going to be many reincarnations. Some you're going to know about, some you're not going to know about. Some lives you're going to know about, some you're not. If you're more of a spirit that likes to do good and likes to be at the top of your game and likes to help people, to the medium or the pure spirit, well, then this is going to be good for you, because you're going to go, there has been articles about indigo children that would be at the top of the range here that would be pure spirits, okay? Let's say that they have talents very young. They see spirits very young. They have knowledge that they shouldn't have very young. It's very similar to me. Okay, I progressed very easily, very quickly. I've always helped people. I've always done my best. So I'm feeling that I'm medium to up to pure at this point. And knowing about this and teaching other people and helping other people. Now, will pure spirits come into the lowly spirits' life and try to help them? Yes, Gress, and try to get them to change and try to give them education? Yes. So what I want to say is, you know, there's a whole theory about hell. I don't believe it's hell. I believe it's this mission of learning, of progression, of being a better person, of being thrown into another corporeal life. I forget what the program was, but the guy used to jump into a mission and he'd look around and he had to do something, then he'd have to jump out. I forget what the program was that was on TV, but it's very much like that. And I have information about past lives that I have gone through, and there's only a few, but I get drips and drabs of other things through dreams, which brings up another thing. Now, I had said many, many times that in these cases of these murders and disappearances, these spirits are going to come to people in dreams. When I first started this years ago, people would laugh at me and people would put me down. And, you know, I stuck to my guns because I was seeing the dreams. I was having the people come to me. I was talking to people on a daily basis, so they were telling me information. And I know that they come in dreams. So are they alive? Yes. Are they in spirit? Yes. Do they keep their identity? Yes. I believe they keep their identity, and this is where the aura comes in. I believe that some sort of a memory imprint, kind of like an ethereal clay, that makes an impression of this person that lived and died and is in spirit. And it helps other spirits recognize them. It helps the people here on earth in the living world recognize them. Because if they didn't have this and they came to you in dreams, how would you recognize them? Now, there are times that people came to me and I didn't recognize them through their hair or their clothes. And they quickly told me who they were. So do they change? Yes, they change. And I believe that that as they go through different lives, they change. My daughter ran into my mother in spirit, and my mother goes, I don't know who you are. So I'm thinking that, and she was reading in a library, which was very unlike her because she could not read and write when she was alive. So I'm thinking that she's getting training. I'm thinking that she's moving up. I'm thinking that she's, you know, coming back into the world. I'm thinking that she's getting a new life. I'm thinking that she's about to reincarnate. And again, we don't stay in spirit. We come in and out, come in and out, come in and out, according to what we have to learn and what we have to do. But for the people that know us as one person, I believe there is that clay type of molding aura where we can recognize them. And yes, they do communicate. There is no such thing as an inactive spirit. It just keeps moving and going and doing stuff. So it's not going to just go there and die. It's going to go on. And maybe it'll re-enter our world. And we sometimes we walk up to people and we look at them like, man, we know these people. We don't know how, but we feel we know them. So this is part of what I'm telling you about, you know, the spirit world. So they do communicate to dreams. They do have a hierarchy. They do try to help us. And those that third order is called the imperfect spirits because they're not wonderful. Okay. And it's like I'm trying to go through this book real quick because there was things that it says the soul does preserve its individuality. It never loses its individuality. It draws from the atmosphere when it moves from different dimensions to put the proper clothes on. Okay. Takes the remembrance of the life with it, but has the desire to go to a better world in death. Okay, so that's generally what happens. It doesn't want to turn back because it wants a better life. And it says, is not this proof furnished by the communications that you obtain? So your relatives, your people that you know are going to come to you in dreams and talk to you. And I've said this many times about these dreams and cases. They're not going to all blend together in one mass. Okay, logically, it doesn't fit. When you start thinking about how the universe works, you're not going to have one mass of souls. That doesn't happen. Everybody keeps their individuality. Okay. Let me see what else. It says, is the separation from the body a painful process? No. The body often suffers more during life than at the moment of death when the soul is usually unconscious of what is occurring. Okay. And the soul feels it's an end to the term of his exile. Okay, so perispirit, again, the separation is not totally happen at death, okay? And it talks here about funerals that, yes, there are many people that go to their funerals and see the people at their funerals, and sometimes they're quite confused because, again, it's too quick for them to understand. And the perceptions are confused and obscured. So it depends on the elevation of the spirit at that time. And at the moment of death, everything appears to be confused. And it could be, according to this, few hours, months, or even years before that spirit is right. So let's say this. If there are people that have lost loved ones and they're trying to communicate and they can't communicate, this could be why. It took 8 years before my girlfriend came to me. And she died at 22. She was young, but she was diseased with lupus. And, of course, she did not know what was going on because it was a pretty sudden death. So this is what I'm saying. And, again, it talks about reincarnation, okay? Because you're kind of stripped of a body, but then you're given another body and another body and another body, and you go through another death and another body and another experience. All this because there has to be perfection going on. So as far as punishment, I'm believing that some of this is punishment because you're thrown into another body. Okay? And the younger you are, the quicker you're going to come back in another body. I've said this many, many times, and people question me, and it's right here in the book. Okay? So what I want to say, and there's no, in spirit, there is no sex, but there is a recognition that you were together, you knew one another, and there is no sex. So men and women are either sex, okay? There is no, you know, gender problem. So I want to clarify that. And the other thing is that I had put on there, what is the best time? You know, dreams. Dreams are a good time to communicate. Let's just view the body as a time machine. The spirit is like a time machine. When we go to bed at night, we can take this time machine of a spirit, and we can go in the past, and we can go in the future. We have our own time machine. We can talk to people. We can see people. That's as close to spirit as you're going to get in the dream time. Edgar Casey said it. Alan Kardec said it. Many of us have said it. So you have a little time machine there. You can go anywhere you want to and communicate with people. And some of you will end up going into your reincarnated lives. Some of you will investigate the past lives like I did many years. Some of you will take these different courses to help you understand, why do you like this? Why do you like that? I mean, you know, many of you will have strong desires to go to a different country, live in a different country, dress a certain way. Where does this all come from? Not just a like and a dislike. You may have had this. I was singing from the time I was 8 years old. I was on stage at 12. I got so many talents that I've never studied for. Painting and engraving, and you know, I just have so many talents. It's unbelievable. You kind of wonder, where do they all come from? So when you start looking into these past lives and other reincarnations you might have had, that will tell you. Okay, so what's the best time to visit your relatives? And a lot of people don't know this. Okay, and if you don't go there on the day that they died, it's like they know it. I'm talking about the day that they died, their headstones, their gravestones, their gravesides. If you don't go there and you don't visit them on the day that they died, it's like they know it and they're kind of wondering, gee, why doesn't anybody care about me? So if you want to communicate, that's like the best time. That is the day that their bonds were loosened on their soul and they were free to go and do what they needed to do for perfection. You were a part of their life. Okay. Now, some of you may have a good communication with them in spirit. I do with most of my family. Most of my family comes to me and they tell me things. I see things. I also have, I don't know, this uncanny ability to get actors and actresses. Princess Diana and Oprah Winfrey's friend there, Whitney Houston. I mean, Ricky Nelson. David Koresh, he's another one, but he's not an actor. He was the guy that was killed in the Waco compound. So I have all those people that that come to me as well. We're down to 59 minutes in the show. I just want to keep track of that because I want to go over this Mandy Steingasser case with you. So what I want to say here is that the spirit is a complicated thing. It's going to go on living. Once you're given the spirit, it's born to you. You have it. Your individuality doesn't change. It stays that way. People recognize you. You go through the world, okay? You go through the universe. I have Corrine saying, my mom says, don't go to my grave. I'm not there. Well, no, the physical body is not there. But on the day that they pass, that's like the most special day to them. because that's the day that they gave up their earthly bonds. Now, not that they wanted to, okay? Not that some of them had to leave in a hurry. I mean, sometimes we don't pick it, sometimes we do. Okay, so what I want to say here is that, I mean, the people that are over in spirit that we know, I mean, they still come to me and I can recognize them. Okay, but that doesn't mean that they're still there. Okay? They're in spirit, yes, but they could be living another life. This happens very often when they stop coming to you. If they stop coming to you for a period of time and then they come to you again, and they could be living a short life. You don't know if it's a long life or a short life, but they're out there. But like he says, the proof is in the communications, and we can recognize them. So we get a little bit to know of what it's like on the other side to understand how are they coming to us. The only thing that we're getting is a dream. We're getting some messages. We're getting some information. Can they materialize if they're strong enough? Yes. They need permission to do that. There was a friend that came to me that I was very mad at, angry with, because she was abusing a foster daughter, and I tried to get this foster daughter away from her for years, get her back to her original mother, and she died. She came to me in spirit, and I said, oh, no, don't even bother talking to me. You were not a very good person here in life, and I slammed the window down on her. I said, don't come back to me again. So you have a choice as to who you can talk to. So what I want to say is the study of spirit shows us that there is an afterlife, that there is more, that it doesn't end. What I said about these murders. Okay, so these lower spirits, these third elements, can murder someone, but you cannot take their soul away. That's the Lord's job. You can murder them. Doesn't mean that they're not going to tell things about you. And when I work on these cases, that's what I want from these families. Is this person communicating with you? Are they communicating with someone else around you, the friends, the family, the children? Because they're going to tell you stuff, especially right after an episode. So are they going to their houses? Are they going to the places? I just asked another group to see if they could do EVPs and paranormal work on these locations of where these disappearances and murders happened, because I think that that would give me another piece of the puzzle. I think that would give us more information because I do believe that they're going to be leaving impressions. And I do believe that there is some kind of memory to the atmosphere. Again, we have residuals where ghosts, this is where the ghosts just keep walking or keep doing something. They're very repetitive. There's no communication. It's just a residual, a memory that's there in the atmosphere. So I do believe there is memory systems left that we can, you know, kind of gather information from. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. I work on a lot of cases with this forensic astrology and with the number systems. And what I want to say is I went through 1 through 9 is a study in numerology. There's no such number as 10. 1 plus 0 equals 1, so it starts all over again. This is the study of numerology. I try to use every ancient science when it comes to working on a case. Yes, I have investigative skills. I have private investigation and law enforcement background. So, yes, I use that too, victimology. My forensic degree, I use that. I try to put as much as I can together when I'm working on a case. Okay, to be able to get a perfect view of what went on in that case Why is this person missing? Why is this person murdered? Everything means something in the case from the time that it starts happening. Okay, they're not smarter than the law. They're not smarter than all these forensics that we have out there. They're not. And when we start working on these cases, there's evidence of it, all right? When I went through these numbers, and I never really focused on these numbers as much as I'm going to do tonight, but I'm going to document some of these cases. Okay, the number one, Aries, red, head, direction, fire, guns, knives, weapons, speed, engines. Usually the age 30 to 32 and a half years. Number one, new cars, fast cars, heat, blood, tools, saws, cutting devices. Two. Now, what cases are a number one case? Maria Angeris, Deborah Spickler, both from Connecticut, Madison Scott case, Kristen Smart case, the Black Dahlia case, Karna Ventrano case, she's one of the joggers, Joey Lynn Offit case, the Susan Powell case. So when I read this, Aries, red, head, direction, fire, guns, I'm documenting what I'm saying about these cases and watch the progression of the cases and don't see if I'm right. Okay? Number two, Taurus, BKT, abuse, bones, teeth, throat, money, property, southwest direction, earth, burial, concrete, rocks, landscapes, 2/11/2022, greens and golds. Lauren Spear is a two case. Liliana Marino, down in Florida, her and her daughter are still missing. Nancy Smith is an unsolved case, is a two case. A three case has to do with a Gemini, CLU letters, twins, two to three people, group people, public air, mental groups, communications, phones, north and south directions, computers, public places, 3 miles, 3/21/12/30/33 routes, two to three people involved, different colors, stripes, two tones, goals and airplanes. Trisha Todd case. Colt Haynes and Molly and the Molly case, Wanda Lemon's case, the Holly Bobo case. You're seeing in the Holly Bobo case two to three people involved. What I said was north and south directions. Okay, I kept coming up with the number 69. It was Route 69. There are so many things I was right in the Holly Bobo case. It's amazing. But as you, each case, which has a different number, has different things going on in the case, along with the forensic astrology. Four cases. Now, this will floor you. There's four cases that, the one I profiled in 2009, Brittany Drexel. Cancer. A mother is involved. A home is involved. South is involved. Water is involved. Emotions are involved. Nature is involved. The numbers 4, 13, 31, 40, 44. Four people are involved. A family is involved. South near water. Blue, the color blue is involved. Boats are involved. Letters D, M, and V. Kyron Horman is another four. These are coming into play. This is why I document them. This is why I write about them. This is why I talk about them. All of these ancient sciences mean something. Number five cases are Leo cases, letters N-E-W, blood, siblings, romance, sex, energy, predators, sex, fight, aggression, high energy, blood, guns, knives, heat, fire, rush, the color orange, and the sun. Here are the cases that are five cases. John Binet, Patricia Luce from Connecticut, Jacob Wetterling. Again, there are guns, knives, he was shot, there's blood spilled. Susan Lyall case from Albany, New York. Amber Birbiglia. Susanna Chase case, Stephanie Condon. six cases are Virgo cases, Earth, changeable vehicles, white, transportation, 615, 60, 66, 51, 24, 42, southeast direction, burial, industrial aerials, hospitals, dump sites, six people, 6 miles, medicines. What are the six cases? Lisa Joy White, the Jagger, Vanessa Marcotte, Natalie Holloway. Okay, so as you watch these cases unfold, seven cases are Libra cases. Happens on a 7-day, GPNY, legal, east, airports, winds, previous criminal background, divorce, marriage, relationships, 7, 16, 61, 70, 77, 25, 52, seven people, a group, a conspiracy, contract, strangulation, mental game, staging. Dawn Peterson from Connecticut. Missy Beavers, Tammy Leppert, Zoe Campus, the Grimes murders. Eight cases. This would be Scorpio and Capricorn, HQ and Z letters, be north and northeast, silver and gray and dark blue, water and woods, teacher. Okay, this would be rocks. This would be discipline. This would be abuse. This would be quarries. This would be burials. These would be concrete. These would be government parks and sites. Routes 8, 17, 71, 80, 88, 26, and 62. Usually indicate older people, okay? Older man involved. Water and woods. Janice Pocket. Karen Wilson. Peggy McGuire. Eaton Patz. Heather Elvis. Those are your eight cases. Nine, which is the last number, which would be Sagittarius, letters I and R, northeast. This indicates other cultures involved in the case, other lands, history, a church. 9 miles away, as many as nine people. Preacher, school, blood, guns, knives, wants control, independence, long travel, traveler, red, burgundy, aggression, and anger. Christina Morris, Crystal Rogers, Jessica Haranga, which I want to say thank you. They sent me a thank you on Twitter for helping them on that case. Because the line of this nine went right over the suspect's house. Sierra Lamar. We've already seen in the Sierra Lamar case that there is another culture, a Hispanic culture, involved in her disappearance, although they've never found her. And those are your numbers and the cases, and they're documented. Now, my very first book, Mandy Steingasser. I had told you before that, you know, well, I did psychic readings, I did psychic parties, I did psychic fairs, and I was at a very big convention doing a psychic fair and had already started working on missing persons cases. And one of my psychic friends said, you know, this is the woman that her daughter's missing and, you know, can you help her and this and that. And it was kind of last minute and I had other readings booked and this and that. And I said, okay, but I never charge for any of those readings. When people come to me and they're missing or any of these cases, they never charge for any of that. So in comes Lorraine Steingasser. And she's all upset. And I said, please sit down and this and that. And there was a tall blonde woman with her. I kind of thought she was a police officer. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But anyway, I said, please sit down. I tried to get the tape going. The tape wouldn't roll for some reason. Okay, Spirit did not want me to tape it. And at that point, I started to tell her, this girl disappeared in September in 1993. And I tried to tell her as gently and easily as I could that her daughter was deceased. This, and there's a picture of the church that this guy said he dropped her off on the steps at 1:30 in the morning and Oliver and Fifth Street. It was a 5-day. So there's your five coming out, Fifth Street. Dropped her off on the church steps at 1:30 in the morning. No, not safe, not going to do it, wouldn't be prudent, something's wrong. So I said, this guy's lying. He's got your daughter. There was a party. There was drinking. There was drugs. I'm sorry. It was a sexual attack. She was wearing red and black. And she goes, well, how would you know that? I said, it's in the charts. So everything I said was absolutely correct. But when I said, I'm sorry, go get this guy. You know, he's got your daughter. And I'm sorry she's deceased. She jumped up, was shrieking, and you're the only one here that told me this. Nobody else told me this. And, you know, you're a fraud and all this other stuff and whatever else. And I said, and I didn't charge you, did I? She says, no, what does that have to do with it? I said, oh, so how many other psychics did you go to here? Well, a few. And I said, and they all charged you, didn't they? And she said, well, yes, they charged me. And I said, yeah. They got your money. They told you wanted what you wanted to hear, that she was alive and well and going to pop into the door. I said, I didn't do that. So, needless to say, that psychic fear will go down in history. And it was weeks and weeks before two mushroom hunters found Mandy in Lewiston, Don Lake Park. Now, 1993, in the book I have a picture of her drawer. She's been cremated and she's in a drawer in Acacia Park Cemetery. She's been there for 23 years. 2 days after this happened, or 2 days after they found her body, they believed they had the suspect. He went to school with Mandy. Everybody knows his name. Everybody knows who he is. Everybody believes he did it. And everybody saw him washing the car, and everybody saw him doing stuff, but he's not in jail. He's not been convicted. He's basically still out there on the streets, having relationships, going on with his life. He may even have children, I don't know. But Mandy's sitting in a drawer dead. Can't go to the prom, can't enjoy her life, can't get married, can't have any children. Family is without their daughter. So this is what I'm saying. Can we get a cold case investigator to open this case? Can we get someone to look at this case file? I can't believe they don't have tons of circumstantial evidence. My other question is, why wasn't it brought before a grand jury so the grand jury could decide on this circumstantial evidence? I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I'm not a prosecutor. I'm only asking. So, I'm going to be putting another, I think, video together. And trying to figure out some more stuff. Because according to what I'm seeing, I feel that this is premeditated murder. I feel this is, there's an element of domestic violence. I feel there is rape, sexual assault. I feel it's violent. Along with, you know, the fact that I know the details of how she was found. This is a very violent attack and murder. I feel he knew what he was doing. Do I feel he's capable of it again? Yes. Do I know that he's done anything? No. Do I know about all of his relationships? No. But I would say there's got to be other girlfriends or other relationships that have not had a good time with this guy. Leopards don't change their spots. And the proof in the pudding is Mandy is dead. There was a party. There was drinking. I do believe that whether it was a lure, sexually motivated. I think that was the motivator. But I'm feeling that it was premeditated. And premeditation can be formed in a flash of an eye. So So the other thing is he lied. He let this girl lay out there in Bond's park for weeks. He knew where she was. This is all adding into the circumstantial evidence. And I can't believe, oh, well, we can't get him on anything. We can't get him on anything. I'm not believing that at this point. Because if you had a suspect 2 days after you found her body, what happened? Well, then I'd have to say it was shoddy police work. So, I don't know. All I'm saying is that the girl's been lying in a drawer for 23 years. And not really going on with her life. Her father just recently died. So now her mother is left. And unfortunately, there's no resolution to the case. I think Mandy deserves justice. You know, any 17-year-old kid is out there having, you know, she's a senior in high school. She went to North Tonawanda High School. I'm going to put this out there for people that are listening to the show. Forward, write me, contact me on Facebook or here, and let me know what you know about the friends, the case, the scenario, what was going on, because we need to, the story is just unfolding. There was a lot of information that has not been out in the public for a very long period of time. And that was because they were, I know, keeping it close to their chest and trying to come up with a conviction. Well, after 23 years, they don't, you know, are they waiting for a confession from this guy? You're not going to get it. How about good old-fashioned police work? So, you have a girl that disappeared. There was this huge search, and they found her body. And 2 days later, he comes up. Now, that to me, that's pretty fast. So they have to have some pretty good information that she was with him. And why can't we say this individual's name? Why is he so special? Why can we work on all these other murder cases and disappearance cases, and we can't mention this guy's name? So that tells me that there is something special going on in this case. The bells and whistles are going off that something's not being told, something's being hidden, nobody's being transparent, so something's going on there. And we have to get to the bottom of what this is. She went out with three friends. I've been reaching out to some of those friends, the kids North Tonawanda High School, the relation, the people around them. There's more to the story, and we need to know what else went on. So, needless to say, I'll be doing some more work, and we'll see what else we can uncover. And apparently, while I was sick, Cold Justice wanted to came here on the two escapees, which I also worked on. And we're looking for a case, and Mandy's name came up. So during the time I was sick and going through a lot of crap, I didn't have access too much to the computer and getting on my shows and all this other stuff. So I kind of missed that opportunity. But for some of you that have never listened before that are listening tonight, I was cameoed on Investigation Discovery, Walk Into Darkness episode about the Tammy Kingery disappearance. I interviewed Park Kingery, and part of that show, which I did on Curious Times, was put in Investigation Discovery. So that is my interview. So I'm proud to say that. But just glad that I can get here as often as I can and do a show. And please understand that if for some reason I can't do a show, there's a very good reason. I am looking for cases. I am working on cases, doing things behind the scenes. In this case, I was reading the Spirits book. There are a lot of things that when you're sick, you realize, okay, I can't do this, so I'll read, can't do that, so I'll do this. So I have to try to get the information out there somewhere to you, somehow to you, to get it archived and documented so that you can see how this all works and see what's going on with it. And Who Killed Mandy was my very first book. From then, you know, it went on and went on and went on and went on. And that was not the first case that I worked on, but it was the first book that I did about the case. And, you know, I mean, just glad that I wrote it and glad that I got it out there and documented it, because here is a 17-year-old kid that was going to high school. Was she expecting this to happen to her? No. There was a predator. There was a person that was capable of killing in her sphere. Did anybody know it? No. They were kids that I hung around with, and, geez, the one time I was left alone with him on my way home, he tried to rip me behind a building and grab my clothes and everything. And this kid was, he was the quiet one in the group. So luckily I got myself out of that and got away from him. But the thing is that you don't know who these people are until you're alone with them. And if you get in the car with them, once you get in the car with them, you go to their house. Oh, for heaven's sakes. You're in their territory. So now social media, this is a nightmare, because these predators are trying to convince these teenagers, you know, they're in love with them, they're beautiful. And what is really sad, and I'm seeing a lot of these cases, is that these teenagers are believing them. And falling into this victim trap, and they're trying to meet up with them, and they're trying to run away with them, and, oh, this is a nightmare. The story on the other night where this guy was in his 30s and met this 15-year-old and says he was in love with her and wanted to meet her and started to go out with her, and all behind the parents' back. And then basically he was going to come and pick her up at his house. Well, the family tried to do everything that they could legally, and nothing could be done. So they armed themselves with shotguns, guy, as he pulled into the driveway. That's called taking back your house and taking back your daughter. And now this girl, after so many years, he has been exposed to the fact that he's a predator. He's got all these women. He's got all these porn sites and everything on his computer, and now she feels like a fool. Yeah, because you're young and impressionable and you didn't want to listen to your parents. So it's a sad state that the internet can be in with these predators online, that it just goes on, and it makes it easy for these predators to kids. Get right into your house in the computer, and you don't even know they're on your computer talking to your kid. So watch what your kid's doing on the internet. Yikes. I don't know what this world is coming to. But I do want to say that I'm very glad that I did the show tonight. I want to thank you for stopping in. I'm going to close down a little bit early. Feeling a little bit under the weather here with doing this show. So I just want to say thank you for stopping in. This is Linda Crystal broadcasting from Buffalo, New York. Good night.